Jess in with you this morning. Now, some excellent news was announced yesterday. There's going to be a big infrastructure spend announced in tonight's federal budget, and it's going to include $560 million for the Singleton Bypass, something we've been waiting a very long time for. Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson joins me in the studio to talk about this one. Michael, great news for the Upper Hunter.
It is fantastic news, Jess. And, you know, we've been working on this for quite some time now. And, you know, the state contributed its 20%. It's an 80-20 funding split between the state and federal government. The state government committed its 20%, and we've been spending that on the planning and so forth, which was $96 million. We had to do a certain amount of work before the federal government could actually commit to that. We've done all of that, and now then it was a matter of fighting to ensure that we got the priority out of the federal government in comparison to all the other projects around Australia. And now in today's budget, it'll be announced that $560 million is going to the Singleton Bypass, which added to the state's money will more than likely be enough. We've still got to finesse it, a little bit more detailed planning to go, and we've got to go out to tender in due course. So that will have to be finessed a little bit, could be a little bit either way, more or less. But nevertheless, that's fine. Any changes to the money will be relatively easy to find compared to just over $500 million.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, we always said it's about a $600 to $650 million dollar project, and between the state and the feds, now we've got that money, and we can get on with the job. And construction is at this stage, all things being equal. At this stage, look like we should begin construction about late 2023.
Yep. Is there any chance of that being fast-tracked, given we have all this money now?
It's possible. It's possible, but there's certain things that you just have to do that you can't fast-track. So, for example, you really need to understand the geology and, you know, the different makeup of the soils and the flow of the water and any sort of flooding or anything like that. There's all these engineering details that need to be dealt with, because you build it and you build it once. You don't want any mistakes. So I'd rather take a little bit more time to get it right.
Yeah.
And this is a project that's going to stay there for, you know, in excess of 100 years, of course.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't just get in there and start putting the bulldozers in without having a plan.
Yeah. In saying that, you build it once and you get it right. I know we spoke about probably a month ago now that it isn't going to be a dual carriageway, the Singleton Bypass, but the government has bought and allowed for it to be created as a dual carriageway, you know, down the track. As I know, we've spoken about it before, but if we just did that now and got that right, then we wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, sure. But you're looking at probably an extra $100 to $150 million. And the traffic numbers just don't support that at the moment. So you've got to actually, in order for, and this is under legislation at both state and federal level, so you need to ensure that the business case is right. So they call it a BCR. So basically, you want a BCR of plus one or one plus whatever, which simply means that for every dollar you're spending, you're getting more than a dollar's value, or at least a dollar's value for the taxpayer, because it's your money.
Yeah.
You know, so we can't go wasting it. And, you know, we've seen projects like the Scone Bypass, for example. Before we finessed that, that was had a BCR of, I think it was about 0.7 or something like that. By the time the final plans were done, I think it was about 1.2 or 1.3, something like that. So, which simply means that you're getting value for your taxpayers' dollars. Because there's a whole myriad of things that go into it. It's not just the traffic flow per se.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen. And yes, we have purchased the area to make it a dual lane. But I think the key point here is that, remember, when you're going through Singleton now, you have pinch points and stoppages. So you've got traffic lights, you've got going down through George Street there, heading down the highway effectively through Singleton. You've got side streets that people stop and they turn, and there's a pinch point, it's narrow, all those sorts of things. Well, that won't be there with a bypass. So it's, you stick to 100 kilometres an hour and you don't get off 100 kilometres an hour, and there's nothing to stop you.
Yeah.
So, and it'll actually be quite wide. And if anyone is thinking, well, how's that going to work? Just go for a drive to Scone and go across the Scone bypass. Everyone said the same thing about the Scone bypass, and now no one ever says it because you can see that it's wide enough. And two, there's no pinch points. There's no reason to stop. You just stick to 100 kilometres an hour. Some people say, okay, what if there's an accident on there? Okay, so what if there's an accident on the M1 where it's got three lanes each way? I travel up and down there all the time. And there's often accidents, and often the lanes are closed and the road's closed.
Yeah.
Because people make mistakes or do silly things and cause accidents. So it doesn't matter how you build the road, you can't force people to not be silly.
Yeah. Well, that's very true. looking at the route as well, have you spoken to Singleton Mayor Sue Moore lately? We know she's not 100% happy with the route.
Yeah, I understand that the feedback that RMS or Transport for New South Wales provided to council on the community feedback was such that their council wanted to ensure that there was a full interchange at the Putty Road intersection. But the amount of traffic there is pretty low in comparison, and there'll still be an interchange, but it won't necessarily be a full interchange. Now, those are the sorts of things that will continue to be discussed, and now that we know how much money we've got to play with to do something, then if changes need to be made and it can be fit in within that budget, then okay, let's work with that. And that's why I'm saying we might not have the final figure until all the final details and we're ready to go to tender, calling for tender for the construction. The final cost and the details won't be known until then.
Yeah. Well, certainly a great announcement. $560 million for this bypass gets another step closer. Michael, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
No problem. Anytime.